we start thinking more about the past. So I think there's a plus, also very present things in terms of loss of family members and aging and mortality and death. And, but still being haunted and fascinated by beginnings of things. I think poets are usually interested in both beginnings and endings.
And middles.
And middles, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think we all kind of like a span of time, right? Yeah. But, yeah.
I think so, too. Hmm. Sometimes it's just you don't know what's going to precipitate a poem. But once you get a few lines on paper, however bad they are, they tend to want to lead somewhere.
Delighted, enjoyed every word. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just talking about the beginnings and the ends, how do you feel that a book has ended? How do you feel that this collection has ended? And the other one is beginning.
Could you repeat the question, please?
I just asked that. How do you feel that the book is complete, and where is the ending? When is the next beginning of the next collection?
But you might think a book is complete, but then, like this book, the original draft that I sent it out to publishers with was different in some respects. There were probably about half a dozen poems that I dropped, and there were also half a dozen poems that I wrote after the book was accepted, including that last one. Including the first one. The last one was one of the oldest ones, but the last poem in the book, the 11:59 p.m. So in that sense, I think when you have a body of poems that you see can be structured in a certain way, the structure isn't always easy to come up with without the help of an editor. But when you have a certain body, when you feel like you've covered a certain expanse of life and time and so on, then get the feeling. But other books are extremely concentrated and can be read almost more like a single poem. I like those kinds of books very much, but I also like books that are more kind of miscellaneous. I mean, books shouldn't be completely miscellaneous, but I like ones that have a lot of different styles and stanzaic structures and time handlings and voices and tones and so on. Yeah.
What made you choose The Astonishing Room as the title? Was it because of the content of the poem, or was it because of the title made sense for the rest of the works?
Interesting. That, again, that was because of the editing, that poem had a weak ending. And I rewrote the beginning. I rewrote the beginning. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I read that phrase, The Astonishing Room, I emailed my editor and I said, how about that for a title? He said, you've got it! But I kind of liked it because I thought, well, yeah, it can kind of stand for the whole collection, that life itself is like an astonishing room, and the metaphor is a very broad metaphor. So in that poem, it has a very specific context, but I think it can apply to many other things. Yeah, and I think it's something that I hope that readers will respond to and be provoked by in a good way, to be intrigued by, I guess it's more the word. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that we want to thank you so much for coming. It's just a pleasure to see so many people. Yeah. Thank you very much. And I also would like to thank our host, Novel Idea. We're so lucky to have a place like this that welcomes poetry and welcomes the people who want to listen to it as well. And I'd like to thank Oscar and Joanna and the marvelous staff that they have here every day, but also in these evenings when they host poets or other authors.
Yeah.
So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
And from a May 14th book launch and reading at Novel Idea Bookstore, You just heard Brian Bartlett launching and reading from his new collection of poems called The Astonishing Room. Joining him again that evening were Elizabeth Green and Calista Markotich, each reading from their own work. It is about 5 minutes after 5 o'clock. And first of all, before I move on, I'd like to thank all of you out there for having tuned in to the first segment of this show today. And to Elizabeth, Calista, and Brian, my thanks as well. And, of course, to Novel Idea for the wonderful event and everything they do for authors and readers and poets here in Kingston and beyond. I hope you can stay tuned for the second hour of the show today for another book launch event held in June there. And just to let you know, you are and have been listening to Finding a Voice here on CFRC. Also, just a reminder that I upload both hours of this show to my personal blog space for it. And those remain there for 3 years at Finding a Voice on cfrcfm.wordpress.com. And I probably should really do this, and then I will be right back.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
And now to more officially move into this second hour with the second segment of this show. It is 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. And again, you are listening to Finding a Voice here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are located in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Bruce, and I'm here every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6. And we do stream live online as well at www.cfrc.ca. And in case you just tuned in the first hour, and because I mentioned that you can also hear that first hour in a couple of hours, I guess, on my blog space for it, I will mention what did air here in the first hour. And you heard Brian Bartlett launching and reading from his new collection of poems called The Astonishing Room. And joining him that evening were Elizabeth Green and Calista Markotich, both local writers and poets here, and each reading from their own work. This was held again at Novel Idea Bookstore and on May 14th. Coming up now in this second hour and following that launch from again a Novel Idea Bookstore event held on this one, June 3rd, you'll hear John Claytor reading from and launching his new book called Nowhere, and Ian Roy launching his Astrid Aghast. Just my usual start of the hour announcement, occasionally some poetry spoken word or music played on this show may contain strong language that I will still air in its entirety to honor the creative integrity of both the author and the piece. So let's move into it here again from a June 3rd Novel Idea Bookstore launch event. Here are John Claytor and Ian Roy, both reading from their new books. And here we go.
Okay. Well, welcome, everyone, to our event in Kingston. I'm so excited to be here. I feel like I kind of lived in Kingston during COVID, doing that residency. That was really fun. And thanks to Joanna and Oscar and Joel for having us. And you have these little notebooks. So you're invited to draw. It's not a test. No one has to see it. You don't have to share it with anyone. If you need a prompt, your prompt is draw something you love. And there's no